All right, today's daf is Menachos Daf Chaf. We left off in Daf Yud Tesam and Bey. So we learned yesterday. The last thing we did was how when the pasuk says that you're supposed to go Lefnei Hashem, and it also says El Pnei Mizbeach, it sounds like a stira because Lefnei Hashem would be toward the west of the Mizbeach. El Pnei Mizbeach would seem to be toward the south of the Mizbeach. So we had two ways of dealing with it. Either it means the southwest corner, like the Tanakamo, or Reb Lezer said the Mizbeach was in the north, so you just go by the ramp of the Mizbeach, and that was both in the north and the south, because that's when you have a pasuk that's Mekayim Divrei Chavera, Mekayim Divrei Atzma, and Mekayim Divrei Chavera, and that's obviously the better way to go. But the main sugya was the comment of Rav on the top, where Rav had said, Kol Makom Shehichsu L'cha Kasuv B'Torah's Mincha, Einu Ela La'akev, that whenever it says something twice in the pasuk, but in relation to Karban Mincha, that's there to teach you that it's Ma'akev. So that's what we're going to be focusing on, that statement of Rav. So says the Gemara, two lines from the bottom, Maska Flaravuna Hare Melech Delo Tanabekra Uma'akev Bey. What do you mean? Only when something is repeated in the Pasuk, when in regards to Karban Mincha, that's when it's Ma'akev. What about Melech? What about using salt on the Karban, salting the Karban, which is not said twice in the Pasuk, and yet we still learn that it's Ma'akev. Detanya Bris Melech Olam Hi. So the pasuk says, "Bris Melech Olam Hishate Bris Amura B'Melech." Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that teaches you that you always have to have salt. That salt could never be left out on a karban. So it's not said twice, and yet we see that the pasuk is telling us that it's ma'akev, that you do need to have salt on the karban. Rabbi Shimon Omer, and Rabbi Shimon, seemingly, normally you have, when you have two tanaim, they disagree with each other, but Rashi says over here that bein le Rabbi Yehuda, bein le Rabbi Shimon, lekamidi, elamashmas darshin, there's no actual halachic difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, they just have different psukim from which they learn that you need melech, that melech is ma'akev by a karban, even though nothing is said twice. It's not said twice by Melech. Melech isn't said twice by the Karban Mincha. So Rabbi Shimon Omer, Nemar Kan Bris Melech Olam Hi, V'Nemar Lalan Bris Kuhunas Olam. So we link the two. K'shem Sheyevshal Karbanos Below Kuhuna, Kach Yevshal Karbanos Below Melech. Just like you can't have a Karban without Kuhuna, so too you can't have a Karban without Melech. But again, not a Machlokas Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yehuda. Both hold Melech is Ma'akev. Question is on Rav. Rav says that things are only Ma'akev if you say it twice. So there's a fascinating insight by the Meshech Chachma. Meshech Chachma says, I see that Rashi says Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon are not arguing, but I think they might be. I think there might be a difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, because according to Rabbi Shimon, the din that you need melech is a din in kahuna. It's learned out from kahuna, that just like a carbon requires kahuna, so too requires melech. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's got nothing to do with kahuna. What about those carbonos that don't require kahuna? Namely, bamos. When you have a carbon that's born on a bama, is there a requirement of melech or not? L'chora, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that it's a din in karbanos, not a din in kahuna, yes, even by a bama, you would require melech. According to Rabbi Shimon, that it's learned from bris kahuna solam, that it's a din in kahuna, then by a bama, where there's no requirement of kahuna, maybe there's no requirement of melech either. So this goes back to a discussion we've had before, the klichemda in Parshas Yisro, on the pasuk v'atem tiyu li mamlachas kohanim, that Klal Yisrael is supposed to be a mamlachas kohanim. So Klichemda discusses that the following chakira, that which we allow a zar to do the avodah on a bama, we allow a non-kohen to do the avodah on a bama, is that because you don't need kahuna by a bama, or is it that you need kahuna but a zar becomes a kohen in regards to a bama, that a zar has a status of a kohen on some level? Atem tiyu li mamlachas kohanim, on some level the entire higher Klal Yisrael is considered Kohanim. Maybe that's where we're considered Kohanim, that we're all considered Kohanim on a bama. So this nafkamina of the Meshech Chachma only works if you assume that the fact that a non-Kohen is allowed to do the avodah on a bama is that there's no requirement of kuna whatsoever on a bama. But if you assume that there's always a requirement of kuna by a karban, even by a bama, it's just that a zar has a status of a kohen by a bama, then this nafkamina of the Meshech Chachma doesn't work, and you'd have to say that bein Rabbi Yehuda, bein Rabbi Shimon, you would have to say you would always need melech, because there's always, I'm sorry, if you say that right, you always need a kohen, then it would turn out that you would always need melech. And the Zohar just has the status of a kohen, and it turned out you'd always need melech. So fine, so that's the nafkamina suggested by the Meshech Chachma. But either way, where the Gemara is at right now is questioning Rav. How can Rav say that only when something is repeated in the pasuk it's ma'akev, melech is not repeated in the pasuk, and yet it's ma'akev? So I'm Rav Yosef, Rav kitanet didan svirle, damer lo melech kasher. Rav must be assuming like the Tana of our Mishnah, who said that lo melech kasher. Remember, that's what the Mishnah went through, all of the things that if you don't do in the Karban Mincha, it would still be kosher. Lo yotzak, lo bala, lo pises, lo malach, lo hinif, lo higish, etc. So all those cases, they're kshera. So Rav must hold that melicha is not ma'akev. And the reason it's not ma'akev is because it doesn't say it twice in the pasuk. So I'm like Abaye. So Abaye says to Rav, wait a second. So the Mishnah didn't just say lo malach. It said lo yotzak also. So how do we understand lo yotzak? So he said, ihachi, lo yotzak nami, lo yotzak klal. Wait, you think when the Mishnah said lo yotzak, it meant that yitzika wasn't done at all? Elo lo yatzak kohen al zar. No, lo yatzak meant that a kohen didn't do the yitzika, but a zar did the yitzika. So achanami lo malach kohen al zar. Don't tell me that our Mishnah holds that melicha is not ma'akev. You don't need to do melicha. What our Mishnah is teaching me is that melicha b'kohen is not ma'akev. Just like lo yatzak means not that it wasn't done at all, but that it was done by a zar. Lo malach in the Mishnah means not that it wasn't done at all, but that it was done by a zar. And that's not ma'akev, but melicha itself. Self is ma'akev. Samalei b'chisala daitach shchazar karval legabe mizbech. He says, what are you talking about? How can you assume that the Mishnah means that lo malach means that a zar did the melicha? Is there ever a havamina that a zar can do the melicha? Melicha needs to be done on the mizbech. A zar is not allowed up on the mizbech. So how in the world would we ever assume that lo malach means lo malach kohen el zar? That can't be pshat. You have to say that even though lo yatzak means lo yatzak kohen el zar, the Mishnah is not consistent in its terminology. Lo malach means lo malach klal. Shidim Gvetzis asks, why can't you say that lo malach, that if it's lo malach klal, the mincha is pasul, and the Mishnah that's being machshir lo malach is that lo malach kohen el zar. We said, what's a zar doing by the mizbech? Maybe we're talking about a zar that was over and was karavet al mizbech and was malach the mincha. Granted, he's not supposed to. If he did, is the mincha kasher or not? So how do you know lo malach means lo malach klam? Maybe lo malach means in the Mishnah lo malach kohen el zar. How could a zar do it? He can't, but he did. Not everything they can't do people not do? So the Shidim Gvetzis answers that the mashmaus of the Mishnah is that even the Chachila it's kasher, and therefore you can't say the Mishnah is talking about where he did something wrong, where Avar Azar and Karavet al Mizbech, and he did the Malicha when he wasn't supposed to do the Malicha, because that obviously wouldn't be the Chachila. The mashmaus of the Mishnah is that it's the Chachila. That's a very difficult answer, the Shidim Gvetzis, to accept. The mashmaus of the Mishnah is that it's the Chachila. How about when the Mishnah says all the other dinim that are obviously not l'chadchila, like if he didn't do the belila, or if the hagasha, those aren't l'chadchila. Those are l'chadchila that you could just skip the belila. That's not l'chadchila. L'chadchila, you're supposed to do the belila. If you don't do the belila, it's still kasher, but certainly l'chadchila you're supposed to do it. Don't tell me the word kasher in the Mishnah or kshera in the Mishnah means that even l'chadchila. Very difficult to answer the Shita Mugbetzas to assume that every case in the Mishnah is a l'chadchila, not a bediyah. Shin Mugatsas gives another answer. Now what the Gemara means to say is to be chisala daitach that the Zar is karval on his back and does the Malicha of the Mishnah and does the Malicha of the Mincha. It says after all, we know Mikamitza ve'elach is mitzvahs kuhuna, and Malicha is one of the avodos that are after the Kamitza, and therefore Malicha requires kuhuna. That's what we're saying. Chisala daitach shazar karval gabi mizbech. Do you have a havamina that the Zar can really do a Malicha? Of course he can't do a malicha. It's mikamitza ve'elach. That's certainly included in the list of mitzvahs kuhuna. That's how we know we're not talking about if a zar violated and did it. He's pasul malicha. It's a mitzvahs kuhuna. Now we're going to have a gemara in tomorrow's daf that tells us that there are three places where salt is placed on the karban. First of all, there's the Lishchas HaMelech, then there's Al Gabei HaKevesh, and then there's Barosh HaShel Mizbeach. In the Lishchas HaMelech, that's where they put salt on the Oros Kachim, on the hides of the animals. Al Gabei HaKevesh, on the ramp, that's where they're Molech the Evarim, that's where they put salt on the limbs of the animals. And Barosh HaShel Mizbeach, that's where they're Molech the Komets, the Lavona, the Ketores, the Minchas Kohanim, the Minchas Kohen Mashiach, Minchas Nesachim, Olasaof, the Karbanos that they're about to burn on top of the Mizbeach, you do the Melicha on top of the Mizbeach. So the Lecha Mishnah writes that even though the Melicha L'Chadchila should be done on the top of the Mizbeach, even if you do the Melicha L'Mata next to the Mizbeach on the floor, still the Melicha is going to be kosher. And that's how several Achronim write. However, the Chazanish points out from our Gemara you see not that way. From the fact that our Gemara says, V'chisala al daitach shezar karavetz al Mizbeach, is there a havamin that the Tzar is allowed to do the Melicha by the Mizbeach, shows you that it must be that the Rosh Hashanah Mizbeach is ma'akev, that to do the Melicha on the Rosh Hashanah Mizbeach is ma'akev, because if it weren't ma'akev, what do you mean? You could say the Mishnah is talking about where the Tzar did the Melicha lamata. He did it on the bottom, on the floor, next to the Mizbeach. The fact that we don't say that shows you that the requirement of Melicha al-Gabei Mizbeach is ma'akev. Chazanish explains that the gedder of it is that there's an ikuv b'melicha sakomis b'rosh Hashem Mizbeach, because the mitzvah's melicha is only once it's ra'ui la'haktara. It's not ra'ui la'haktara when it's still chasar halacha la'mizbeach. When it hasn't yet been brought completely on the mizbeach, you can't call it yet ra'ui la'haktara. The mitzvah of melicha is only once it's ra'ui la'haktara. That's how the Chazanish explains. That's why it's ma'akev, that you must do it on the top of the Mizbeach, cannot be done anywhere else. Chazanish also writes, we learn from here that Melicha is Navoda, and therefore if a Kof were to do the Melicha, meaning there are two ways one could theoretically look at the Melicha. Is it that the carbon needs to be salted, or is it that you have a requirement to salt the carbon? If it's just that a carbon needs to be salted, so if salt fell on it, that would be fine. But if it's a requirement in a Maisa Melicha, you need to do the Melicha, so then it has to be done by a person. This is what the halachic terminology of Maisa Kof. Maisa Kof means that there's no requirement to do it. Even a monkey could have done it. And it just means that there's no halachic requirement to do it. It's just the result-oriented, is the halacha is interested in the result, not in the action. But over here, says the Chazanish, we see clearly that it is an action-oriented requirement, not a result-oriented requirement. Even if it's burnt, when it's maluach, there's a requirement of the Maisa Melicha. How do I know that, says the Chazanish? Because why else do you need to do the Melicha B'Rosh Hashanah Mizbeach? Do the Haktara on something that's maluach, Rosh Hashanah Mizbeach, and that will satisfy the requirement of it being salted. Elamai, it's not just a requirement of it being salted. You have a requirement to go and do the salting of the carbon. A couple of other points. Sfasemis raises the question: why do Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon require a limud to passel a carbon that doesn't have melicha? Why don't they passel it for a much simpler reason? There is a Gemara in Tamura Daf Dalet. There's a sugi in Tamura Daf Dalet. Kol nilsa dam rachmana lo sa'avid, I avid lo mahani, or I avid mahani. Machlokas in the Gemara. So assuming kol nilsa dam rachmana lo sa'avid, I avid lo mahani, which means anytime the Torah tells you not to do something, the Torah is not just telling you which behaviors to avoid. The Torah is telling you that you don't have the koach, you don't have the power to affect that maisa, to affect whatever it is that the Torah says not to do. So why don't you just say that when the Torah says that that a carbon, that you cannot burn a carbon without melicha, that you need to do melicha, why do I need a pasuk to tell me that it's pasul? Of course it's pasul. Maybe the Torah is not just telling me that it's aser for me to burn a carbon without melicha. I don't have the koach to affect a carbon without melicha. The carbon is going to be completely ineffective without melicha. And the truth is, the kasha is even stronger on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says if you don't do the melicha, it's kasher. Why is it kosher? Shouldn't it be pasul? So the Sfasema says what he believes is a yesod, that this rule of doesn't apply to kachim. By kachim we have a different rule. By kachim we have that if you violate a lav shabbat Torah and the Torah was not shana alav la'akev, the Torah did not say it twice, it's not going to be ma'akev the carbon. You're still going to be able to affect whatever it is the Torah Torah said not to do when you violate what the Torah said. As long as the Torah only said it once, your karban is still going to be effective. That's the rule by Kachim. Is a rule in the rest of Kala Torah. It's not a rule by Kachim. It's a rule in the rest of Kala Torah. The Ritva writes, anytime you have a lav, it's ma'akev, meaning the whole requirement of shana lav akas of la'akev is only by a mitzvah saseh. But by a lav, it's not required. By a lav, it's going to be ma'akev automatically. So the Shara Melech wonders, then what's the Gemara asking? Hare Melech, the Lotana Bekra Ma'akev. What's our whole sugya about? Our whole sugya about is, what are you going to do about salt? Salt is not mentioned twice, and yet it's ma'akev. So, frek the Shara Melech, but it's a lo saseh to burn a carbon without salt. So, according to the Ritva, that you don't need shana levakas of la'akev for losases, so why is our Gemara bothered by the lack of salting of a carbon? The lack of salting of a carbon is a losasei, so you shouldn't need shana levakas of la'akev. So the Shara Melech says, what you have to say is that the Ritva holds, kol milsadam rachman alosavid i'avid lo mahani, and Rav Huna in the Gemara holds, like Abaye, that he have in Mahani, it's Machlokas, Rav and Abaye in the Gemara, Misachas Tzmura. And that might be what the Ritva is saying. Of course the Ritva knew that our Gemara was dealing with a Lo Saseh. And yet the Ritva still says that by Lo Saseh, you don't need Shana Lavakas of Lakiv, because the Ritva is saying, I'm speaking La Halacha, paskening like Rava, that Kal Milsa, Dam Rachman, Allah Savit, Yavala Mahani, our sugi is irrelevant, says the Ritva. Meaning, the Sfasemis asked the Kasha, why do I need a pasuk to pasul carbon shalonimlach? I would have to Kal Milsa, Dam Rachman, Allah Savit, Yavala Mahani. According to the Shara Melech, the Ritva understands that our Gemara assumes not that way. Our Gemara assumes that Kal Milsa, Dam Rachman, Allah Savit, Yavid Mahani. The Ritva says, but our Gemara is therefore Shaloka Alacha, because we assume Kal Milsa, Dam Rachman, Allah Savid I Avid Lomahani. Anyway, so that was all one answer to the Gemara's question. So the Gemara, again, just to get us back in context over here, the Gemara said, how can you, Rav, tell me a rule that when something is not repeated, it's not ma'akev? What about melicha? Melicha is not repeated and is ma'akev. So the Gemara says, no, it has to be. So the Rav Yosef said that it must be that Rav assumes like the Tana of our Mishnah, who holds that it's not ma'akev. Who said melicha is ma'akev? The Tana of our Mishnah says that it's kosher without melicha as well. Vibay, same, another possible answer, kiven de chesiva be bris, kiven de tana be kradamya. Or Rav could answer that even though it doesn't say it explicitly twice, but since it uses such a strong lashon of bris, so a strong lashon is as if it says it twice. When it uses a very very emphatic language in the Torah, so that's as good as the Torah telling me the din twice, and therefore it's going to be ma'akev. So says the Gemara, wait a second, this whole conversation assumed that it didn't actually say it twice. So frak the Gemara, velo tana bekra, is that true? Did the Torah not say melicha twice? V'akseh v'kol karbancha minchascha v'melech timlach. What do you do with that pasuk? Here you have a second pasuk that tells you that you do need melicha. So don't tell me that melicha wasn't mentioned twice. Our whole question doesn't get off the ground. Says Gemara, no, haumi bai lelicha detanya. We need that pasuk for a different limud that we have in the following brisa. Ilu nemer karbon v'melech, shomei ani afilu etzim v'dam shenikru karbon. Had it said karbon v'melech, I would assume melicha needs to be done on the wood, and melicha needs to be done on the blood, because all of those things are called karbon. They're all labeled as part of the karbon. Tam lomer mincha. That's why the pasuk says mincha. Ma mincha miyuchedah shacherim ba'in choven la. Av kol shacherim ba'in choven la. Just like mincha needs, as Rashi says, acherim ba'in lachova, shetzricha eitzim laktara, it requires wood for the burning, so too anything that requires eitzim requires melech. Anything that doesn't require eitzim does not require melech. Eitzim don't require eitzim. Dam doesn't require eitzim, but the mincha, the kmitza requires eitzim. So you need melicha and anything that requires eitzim. So that's what we're darshaning from the comparison to mincha. We're saying the only time you need melicha is by something that requires eitzim. But wait a second. Maybe how do you know that's the quality to pick out about Karba Mincha that you should learn the requirement of Malicha to apply to anything that shares that quality? Mincha has many qualities that you could have singled out and said, you know what, you need Malicha whenever it has this quality. Like what? Ima Mincha Miyuchada Shemateres. Avkal Shematir, Avidam Shematir. Maybe what's unique about the Karban Mincha, the unique quality about Mincha that is Mechayev Malicha, is the fact that it's a Matir, that the Mincha is Matir. What's a Matir? When you're Maktir the Komet, it's Matir, the Shirayim. So too, anything that's a Matir, any carbon that's any part of a carbon that's a Matir, maybe should require Malicha. In which case, Dam would require Malicha, because Dam is a Matir, it's a Matir of the Basar, of the Karban. So how do you know to single out that the single most important quality of the Karban Mincha that requires Malicha is the fact that you need Eitzim for it? Maybe the single most important quality of the Karban Mincha that should tell you need Malicha is the fact that it's a Matir, and therefore even Dam should require Malicha. Tama lomar, me'al minchascha, v'lo me'al damcha. That's why we have a drush in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, me'al minchascha, and we dash in v'lo me'al damcha, that you need melech on your mincha, not on your dam. So that's how I know you don't need melech on the dam. Yochel te mincha kula tu'una melech. So wait a second, so I might think that the entire carbon mincha should require melech. What do we put melech on? We put melech on the komets, we put melech on the levona, but we don't put melech on the Shirayim of the Karban Mincha. So I might have thought that the entire Karban Mincha should require Melech, including the Shirayim, Tamalomer, Karban. Karban Tal Melech, Vein Mincha Kula Tuna Melech. No, only that which is actually brought as a Karban. The Kometz is brought as the Karban, but not the rest of it, not the Shirayim, which is then eaten. There is a Machlokus in the Rishonim, whether L'Charchila also you don't need to do Malicha of the entire Karban Mincha, meaning it's just not even a din at all, or maybe this din that the Gemara is quoting is that only the Malicha on the part of the Karban that is a Karban, on the Kometz is Ma'akeh, but L'Charchila really you should do Malicha on the entire Karban. So the Chelek HaNechal is not Ma'akev, the Kashrus of the Karban Mincha, the Shirayim is not going to be Malicha, the Shirayim is not going to be Ma'akev, the Kashrus of it, but maybe you still L'Charchila have a din that you're supposed to do Malicha on the Shirayim. So that's a Machlokas in the Rishonim. The Rav Bar Tanura and the Ra'ah assume that L'Charchila you're supposed to do Malicha on the entire Karban Mincha. The Rashba and the Rash hold even L'Charchila it's not necessary to do Malicha on the Chelek HaNe'achal. The only part that requires Malicha at all, that we even suggest Malicha on, is on the part that's the Kmitza, not on the part that is Ne'achal. So now the Gemara says, okay, we got Kmitza that you do need Malicha on. We have the Shirayim that you don't need Malicha on. What about the Levona? Mainly the Komets. Minayin the Rabba says, Halavona. How do I know that you need Malicha on the Levona? The Korban is the Komets. How do I know to include the Levona as well? So Marba Niyas HaLevona, Shekin Ba'a Ima B'Kli Echad. Levona is included because it comes in the same Kli as the Komets. The Levona and the Komets were in the same Kli to begin with. That's how I know that you need Malicha on the Levona as well. Minayin, so says Gemara, that's great by a Karban Mincha where the Levona and the flour were all together. Minayin l'rabos ha-levona haba b'fnei atzma, u'levona haba b'bezichin. And then once we mention that, we mention, how do I know that you need Malicha on the following as well? V'aktaris minchas kohanim, minchas kohanim Mashiach, minchas nesachim, emor echatos, v'emor yashem, emor kachakachem, emor kachakalim, v'vari olav, ol esauf, minayin. How do I know you need Malicha in all those cases? Tamalomar, al kol karbancha takriv melech. That's why it says al kol karbancha takriv melech. That includes all of those different items. Now, we said we're marbe the levona because it's ba'ima b'kli echad. So the Rashba in the chidushi Rashba over here says there are two possible ways to understand that line of the Braisa. Number one, we can understand that the levona itself is not really a part of the Karban Mincha. It's not a chelek of the Mincha because the Gemara requires a riboy to tell me that you need melicha b'levona because ba'ima b'kli echad. Why doesn't it just say because kol karban minchascha b'melech timlach? that why wasn't Lavona included just in the same way we included all these other items that I'll call Karbancha and all your Karbanos? So it must be, says the Rashba, one way to look at it is that since the Lavona is Bayim HaKometz B'Kli Echad, it has dinim of a Kometz, even though it's not really a part of the Karban. It doesn't, the Lavona itself is not really a part of the Karban Mincha. The other way to look at it is that the Lavona itself is a part of the Karban Mincha. Why does the Gemara need Shekein Bayim HaBekli Echad, the Svar that Bayim HaBekli Echad? So he says Rashba, maybe that's not a separate reason that I'll call Karban Cha. Maybe Bayim HaBekli Echad is telling me that since the Lavona comes B'Kli Echad and Mincha, from there you see that's the Raya, that the Lavona itself is a Chelek of the Karban Mincha, and therefore requires Melicha like any other Chelek of the Karban. And just like we learned that Kol Karban Cha Takrav Melech applies to anything that's part of the Karban, so the Lavona also requires Melicha like anything that's part of the Karban. So that's the issue. The issue is, when we use this Svara of Bayim HaBekli Echad, is the Svara telling me that even though the Lavona is not a Chelek of the Karban, it still requires Melicha? Or is the Svara telling me, no, you see from this Svara that the Lavona is a Chelek of the Karban, and that's exactly why it requires Melicha? The Rash Mishans, in his Perish on Taras Kohanim, says as follows. We're going to see in the Gemara much later on, in Daf Peches, that when a person brings a Mincha of Shishim Esronim, a flour, he should also bring Shishim Lugei Shemen, 60 lug of oil, a lug for each Isaro. However, when it comes to the Lavona in Taras Kohanim, it says you only bring Kometz Lavona Echad for the entire Karban Mincha. So even though you brought 60 Esronim of flour, and because of that you need to bring Shishim Lugim of Shemen, Lavona, you still keep it the way it was. You still keep the same Kemitza Echad of Lavona, the same one Kometz of Lavona that you always had. Says the Rash Mishantz, Usvara is Lomar de Labaya Afilu Mincha Gedola El Kometz Lavona, Hoil Ve'ena Migufa de Mincha. Why is it that you only need one Lavona no matter how big the Mincha is? Because the Lavona is not part of the Mincha. If the Lavona was part of the Mincha, then when the Mincha gets really big, the Lavona should get really big also. But you see from the fact that the Lavona remains a constant in size, no matter how big the Mincha is, says the Rashi Mishantz, that the Lavona is not part of the Karban Mincha, as opposed to the Shemen, which comes with the Mincha, which is obviously considered a Chelek of the Mincha itself. Good. So the maskan of the Gemara, the way we have it, the Gemara's conclusion is that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon both hold that the Melicha is Ma'akev the Karban, and our Mishnah is Cholik. Our Mishnah thinks that the Melicha is not Ma'akev the Karban. Right? That's how we had. We had on the top Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon that Melicha is Ma'akev, either because it's repeated or the very strong Lashon used by it, but the Mishnah holds that the Melicha is not Ma'akev. What is the Rambam Paskin? So the Rambam writes, Melicha by a Mincha is Ma'akev, by other Karbanos, Melicha is not Ma'akev. So the Kesef Mishnah says that the Rambam Paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, that Melicha is Ma'akev, and he rejects our Stam Mishnah that Melicha is not Ma'akev. Why does he mechalik between a Karban Mincha and other Karbanos? Because the Rambam is Gores in Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbeinu Tam's Girsa in Rabbi Yehuda, that Melach Bris, that when it says in Parshas Vayikra, Lo Sash Bris Melach Bris Alukecha Me'al Minchascha, that pasuk is about the Karban Mincha, meaning the pasuk that Rabbi Yehuda learns from is Dafka by the Karban Mincha. So that's why the Rambam understands that it's Dafka by the Karban Mincha that Melicha is going to be Ma'akev. Again, paskening like Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon against the Stam Mishnah, but by other Karbanos, he will not hold the Melicha's Ma'akev. The Rambam writes, if a person is Makrav without Melech, he gets Malkus, because he violated what it says in the Torah, Lo Sashvus Melech Bris El Kecho Me'al Minchascha. So he's Chayiv Malkus for bringing carbon without Melech, without having salted it. So all of the Echronim ask the following Kasha, the Karanoris, Fasemis, Tvaravram, they all ask the Kasha, what's the rule by Malkus? Any Lav She'ein Bo Maisa, you don't get Malkus on. So what's the Lav? Don't not put salt on it. So when you don't put salt on it, you have violated the los assay. That's a lav shein b'maisa. Not putting salt is an inaction, it's not an action. How can the Rambam say you get malchus for violating this iser? It's a lav shein b'maisa. So the Karnor and the Sfasema say that the Torah asserted hakrava without melech. And that's a lav sheyesh b'maisa. It's the actual hakrava, the bringing of the karban, without having previously salt in it. It's not the Torah said, don't not put salt in it. The Torah said, don't be makriv with a karban without salt. That being makriv, a karban without salt, is the low sase in the Torah. So the Sefer HaChinuch writes in Mitzvah Kuf Yud Ches. V'gam overal alav zev loka shari maisa yeshkan k'shu makrif ha-basra ha-tafel sh'husar alav sh'lo akriva b'lo melech. It's a maisa to go and be makriv, a bland meat that doesn't have any salt on it. Dvar Avram says that even though the etzim of the lav is a lav she'in bo maisa, it's really don't not do it, but he says the way we define lav she'in bo maisa versus lav she'ish bo maisa is not the way the Torah formulates what the Isser is, it's the way practically you have guaranteed a violation of the Isser. Meaning the way that Dvar Avram understands is the Isser of the Torah is don't not put melech on a karban. When do we know for sure that you haven't put melech on the karban? Once you're makti the karban and there's no melech on it. So the only way to have definitively violated the Isser is by doing an action, even though the formulation of the Isser is through inaction. So he thinks that's enough to be called lav sheyesh bo maisa. Okay, says the Gemara Vayitzin. Now we're going to go back and quote other things that we have mentioned earlier in this Gemara. So Amar Mar, we're at the fourth wide line. Amar Mar, Ein li ela kometz. Minayin l'rabos es ha-levona. How do I know to include the levona also? Malicha mar banis ha-levona shekin ba'im ha-bekli echad. We said because it comes in the same kli. V'ha-amrit ma mincha miyucheda sha-achirim ba'im chavula. But wait a second, didn't you say that the reason that a karban mincha requires malicha is because it needs eitzim? Well, levona also needs eitzim. So why do I need a separate svara of that? It's bayimah b'kli echad. We already have the svara that it requires eitzim, and that should be enough to tell me that the levona needs malicha. So achi kamar, ema, I might have thought as follows: karban klal umincha prat. I might have made the following drasha, and therefore said as follows: klal uprat ein b'klal mashiv. Excuse me, klal prat ein b'klal mashiv prat. That when you have a klal prat, the only thing that requires malicha is what says in the prat. Excuse me. Therefore, mincha in midiachrin alo. Therefore, it should only be the mincha itself, but not the levona. Hadar amar al kol karbancha chazar klal. That's why it says al kol karbancha. Tell me that there's another klal, klal pratu klal, and yet to danel ena prat. Klal pratu klal doesn't only include the prat, but it includes anything that's similar to the prat, and therefore ma prat mefura shacherim ban chavala, av kol shacherim ban chavala. So just like the prat is things that are ban chavala, so too anything that's acherim ban chavala, anything that requires eitzim. Acherim ban chavala mein nihu. What is this acherim ban chavala? Meaning we're saying it includes parts that you need something else with it. So we keep on assuming that it means eitzim. So we say yeah, it means eitzim. Av kol eitzim. So too, anything that requires eitzim should be, anything that needs eitzim needs melech. That's what we're assuming. But how do we know that that's what the word means? The achirim ban chavala means eitzim. Maybe, ema, levona. Maybe it means levona. Va'aisi dam di'ikonasachim. Meaning, maybe it means anything that has something else that it requires. So, enochinami, the levona is included because it requires eitzim. But maybe we should include also dam, that dam should require melicha, because dam also has something that's bar nechavala, namely it has the nesachim. So says the Gemara, no, the nesachim don't come on account of the dam. You're wrong. That's not. It's just not true. The nesachim aren't there on account of the dam. Nesachim bade emurin hu da'asu. The nesachim come on account of the emurin, not on account of the dam. My taima. So why do you assume that achila v'shtia? Because of achila is refers to the emurim and shtia refers to the yayin, so you assume that the nesachim of the yayin relate to the achila, to the emurim, and not to the dam. Adaraba, I could tell you that the nesachim relate to the dam because kapara v'simcha, because that's what they have in common. They have in common that they achieve kapara and bring about simcha. El levona ba'ima b'kli echad, nesachim ein ba'im b'kli echad. Ah, so that's where we see that's why we need that extra svara of levona, that it's ba'im b'kli echad, because levona, one might have thought, is not dafka about eitzim. Had we only had the pasuk that acherim ban chovin la, the idea of acherim ban chovin la, one might have said, yeah, not only is levona included, but you would have included dam. So that's why we need this extra svara of ba'im mikli echad. Aval eitzim ki echid miskashu bu mincha hachi miskashu bu kulu karbanos. But eitzim, just like the machshir, the karban mincha, it's machshir all the karbanos. So it says, says the Gemara of the Ema, Ma Prat Mefurish Acherim Ban Chavala Umateres. How do you know that we should include anything that's Acherim Ban Chavala? Maybe we should only include those things that are both achirim ban chavala and a matir. Av kol sha achirim ban chavala umateres umaynihu levona haba bivazichin deshar yalechem. And therefore, regular levona with a carbon mincha should not be included, should not require melicha. What should require melicha? Only levona that's ba bivazichin, that's matir, that not only is achirim ban chavala, but it's also matir, the lechem. Av midi achirim ilo, maybe other things do not require melicha. So says Gemara, midi istrich me al minchas chavala me al damcha melchaduhunuch kul. From the fact that I need a drasha to exclude dam, tells me that anything else that to be included on the list, you don't need to have both of those things in common, that achirim ban chovinla and being a matir. Because otherwise, why do I need a pasuk to exclude dam? Dam should have anyway been excluded because it's only a matir. It's not a chayr ba'in chovela. The fact that you need a pasuk to exclude dam tells me that otherwise dam would have been included. Why? Because it has one thing in common, namely that it's a matir. So too, anything that has one thing in common is going to require melicha. So anything that's a chayr ba'in chovela, even though it's not a matir, is going to require melicha. And that's why levona requires melicha. The Rashba asks, why is Levona included in Acherim Ba'in Chovenla? If it itself is the Karban Mincha, what do you mean? That's the Karban Mincha is, it requires Eitzim. Why is Levona listed separately as Acherim Ba'in Lachova? So it says the Rashba. This goes back to what we were discussing before. Is the Levona really part of the Karban Mincha? Or is the Levona a completely separate entity? So the Rashba says, from the Pasuk it says, Nefesh ki sakrif Karban Mincha l'Hashem, solis yer karbanov yatzaka l'Hashem, v'nasan aleha Levona. You bring your Karban Mincha, and then put Levona on it. Sounds like the Mincha is the flour, and on the flour you bring the Shemen Levona. So you understand why the Gemara refers to the Levona as Ba'a Chova L'Mincha, that it's Ba'a Chova L'Mincha, and not that's why the Gemara had a Havamim, the Levona is what's Ba'a Chova for the Mincha, not the Eitzim, that the Levona itself was the Ba'a Chova for the Mincha. That Havamim is because Levona doesn't sound like from the Pasuk that it's part of the Karban Mincha. Levona sounds like it's external to the Karban Mincha. But then again, from the Pasuk it sounds like the Shemen is not part of the Karban Mincha. But that's a much more difficult sell to say that, like we saw from the Rosh Mishantz before. When you have a large Mincha, you have a large amount of Shemen also. So it's more difficult to suggest that the Shemen is not part of the Karban Mincha. But anyway, that's how he explains that Havamina. Fine, Vayter in the Gemara, four lines from the bottom. Amar Mar, Me'al Minchascha, V'lo Me'al Damcha. We require Melicha from on your Karban Mincha, not from on the Dam. Ve'ima Me'al Minchascha, V'lo Me'al Evarecha. How do you know that it's the Dam and not the Evarim? Maybe we should darshan that only on a Mincha, but the Evarim of a Karban, of a Behema, do not require Melicha. So Mestavrim Evarim Havale the Rabuye. No, it's more logical to include a varim in the melicha because it's more similar to a karban mincha in many ways. In what way is it similar to a mincha? Shekein achirim ban chovela kamosa. First of all, it requires etzim, just like the kamitza of the mincha. Ishim kamosa requires fire, burning on the fire. Bachutz kamosa, it's not done on the mizbeach apnimi. It's only done on the mizbeach achiton, as opposed to dam. Dam is sometimes, not always, but sometimes on the mizbeach apnimi. Nosar kamosa, both the evarim and the mincha can make nosar. Dam doesn't have. There is no nosar bedam. Tuma kamosa, it could become tameh. Mi'ila kamosa, and one can violate mi'ila with it. So all of these things are what dam and evarim and mincha have in common, and dam does not. And that's why we include evarim in melicha and not dam. So says the Gemara, well, once we're counting things that they have in common, I'll give you a list of things that dam has in common with the karban mincha that evarim don't. Adraba, dam avle the rabuye shekin matir kamosa. Dam is a matir, like the Karban Mincha is. The Evarim are not a matir. And Nifsal b'shkiyah sachama kamosa. It becomes possible b'shkiyah sachama. Dam becomes possible b'shkiyah sachama, just like the Karban Mincha. The Evarim do not become possible b'shkiyah sachama, right? You're not allowed to do zrikas adam b'layla. It says, b'yom tzavosos b'nei Yisrael la'akriv. So dam becomes possible at shkiyah sachama. The Evarim do not become possible Hashkias Achama. So shouldn't that tell you that the Dam and the Mincha are more connected? So says the Gemara, no, Hanach Nefishin. You just gave two lists of things that they have in common. First list had six items, second list had two items. So obviously the first list is going to overpower the second list. The similarities between the Korban Mincha and the Evarim, both requiring Melicha, are greater in number than the similarities between the Korban Mincha and the Dam, which only have really two similarities. Now this Tosos, this big Tosos, Nifsal B'Shkiyas Chama Kamosa, is one of the big Zmanim Tosos in Shas. This is the famous Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, in terms of Zmanim, in terms of when Shkia really is, when sunset really is formulated in, amongst other places, in this Tosos right here in Menachos. So we know that according to Rabbeinu Tam, there are two Shkios. There's the Tchilas HaShkia and the Sov Shkia. The first Shkia, what we call sunset, according to Rabbeinu Tam, does not make it into Laila yet, nor does it even make it Suffolk Laila. When the Torah says, however, nevertheless, says Tosfos, when the Torah says Biyom Tzavoso, where we learn that all the Avodas HaKarbonos have to be done during the day, we would, from that alone, we would not know that you're not allowed to be Zorik the Dam after the first Shkia, because during, after the first Shkia, it's still Vadayom. But the Torah is mechadish to us that Dam is Nifsal b'Shkiyas HaChama. That we learn from B'yom HaKrivo HaZivcho. And from there we learn a separate drasha, that not only is it a din that it has to be B'yom, you're not allowed to be Zorik the Dam even after the first Shkiyas HaChama, which is an unbelievable chiddush. Basically what Tosfos is saying is, according to Rabbeinu Tam, what we call sunset doesn't change the day at all. It's not even Bein HaShemashos yet, when what we call sunset, what we call Shkiyah. It's not even Bein HaShemashos yet. However, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it is considered to be the next day in regards to the Dam. The Dam already becomes possible. In regards to Karbanos, the Karban already becomes possible. The Dam already becomes possible at the Tchilas HaShkia, at the first Shkia, at what we call sunset. Why is that important? Because there are some Achronim that have made the Ha'ara that if our Tfilos are connected to Karbanos, and the Gabe Karbanos, even if you hold later Zman in the first Shkia is what matters, so then you shouldn't be allowed to daven at all after the first Shkia. Even if you're a Rabbeinu Tam Jew, you shouldn't be able to, even if you're old like the Grayel, like Rabbeinu Tam, you shouldn't be allowed to daven Mincha after Shkia. Mishnah Berurah is very strong about that. Mishnah Berurah says, and this is the way we paskin here in Shul, that if it's coming up on Shkia, and let's say, I mean, hopefully it doesn't happen so much, but let's say you don't have a minion and it's coming up on Shkia, and people are running late, and by the time you get a minion, it's going to be after Shkia, daven be yichidus. Don't wait till after Shkia to daven. Better to daven b'yichidus than to daven after Shkia. So all that is based on this Tosfos right here, this major Tosfos over here. Okay, there's a chakir in the Achronim when the Torah is makbid that the Shechita and the Zrika be done b'yom echad, and therefore if you shecht kodem Shechita, you can't be zorik achar Shechita. Is that a din that if you zorik achar Shechita, it passes it? Or maybe there's a limud that dam is nifsal b'shkiyas hachama, and that's the psulina. I mean, it's not a separate. Is it a psul in b'yom echad, in having the Shechita and the Zrika have to be on the same day, and this is not the same day? Or is it that the lina for dam, the psul lina for dam, is to be left pashkia rather than to be left overnight? That's the big hak in the Achronim on this sugya. But let's just finish up the daf here. Amar, so we said Shomeani afilu etzim v'dam shenikru karban. So we said we had said previously on Amar Aleph that one might have thought, had we not had drushes to exclude them, that you need to do malicha on wood and dam because they're also called the karban. Man sham leidamar etzim v'kri karban. Who's the one that said wood is called the carbon, that the wood that you use is called part of the carbon? Rebbe, that's the sheet of Rebbe. Well, the Rebbe, mi bayi bayi melech. Well, guess what? Rebbe holds that you do need to salt the wood, that the wood also requires melicha. Titania carbon, melamit shemisnadvin meitzim, vekama, how much are you menadev? Shnei gezarin. Vechein omar vagorolo sifalgu al carbon ha'etzim. Rebbe amar etzim carbon minchahein, utunin melach, utunin nagasha. Rebbe's the one that said that Eitzim are a Karban Mincha, and because they're a Karban Mincha, says Rebbe, you need Melicha on Eitzim. Unbelievable. On the wood, you need Melicha. And therefore, what's the Gemara saying? That because Eitzim are considered part of the Karban, I might have thought they require Melicha. Elamai comes along, Drasha tells me otherwise. The only one that holds, the only Tana that holds that Eitzim are called Karban, also holds that they do require a melicha. Vamar Rava, the Divrei Rebbe, Eitzim Tum Kemitza, and according to Rebbe, that Eitzim are considered part of the Karban, Eitzim need Kemitza as well. Vamar Rav Papa, the Divrei Rebbe, Eitzim Tzrichin Eitzim. And Eitzim require Eitzim also. So Eitzim, meaning Eitzim are considered a Karban in every sense of the word. So don't you see that the only Shita that holds that Eitzim are called the Karban also holds that they require melicha? So how can we say that we would have thought that Eitzim requires melicha because it's a carbon, kamash melon, that it doesn't? So it says Gemara, sami mikan Eitzim. Okay, you're right. You got to take Eitzim off the list. Eitzim is not something that's a hava mina kamash melon kind of thing. Because if in fact Eitzim are called the carbon, they do need melicha. If Eitzim are not called the carbon, they do not require melicha. There's a machlok Rishon, and what would they do with the shiaria Eitzim? According to Rebbe, that you do kmitza on the Eitzim. What do you do with the shirayim of the Eitzim after you took the kmitza from the Eitzim? So Tosus holds that they would burn them on the maracha that was on the Mizbeach. Rabbeinu Gershom says they would give them to the Kohanim. The Akronim say, according to Tosos, that it would be burnt, so you need to do Malicha like a Kemitza, because they need Eitzim or not. Meaning, do you need to do an additional Malicha on that part that was burnt? How far does this go? So the Briska Rav holds that the Shirayim do require Malicha. Mikdash David says that the Shirayim do not require Malicha. Okay, we'll stop there.